KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies and 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly cloudy today, with showers and thunderstorms mainly this afternoon and this evening, a high of 70. Some of those storms could be severe. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, in Atlantic. A quick note to pass along to you. Officials of the Griswold Community School District report that due to forecasted storms this afternoon, a groundbreaking for the district's new facilities has been postponed until Friday, April 20th. In the news, the Creston Police Department reports the driver of a vehicle involved in a police pursuit early this morning was arrested on numerous charges. 28-year-old Cody John Courtney of Thayer was arrested on the east side of the Creston city limits at around 1:45 a.m. and charged with felony eluding, reckless driving, interference with official acts, and possession of a controlled substance with the intent to sell. Courtney was being held without bond in the Union County Jail. And just after 7 p.m. Thursday, Creston police arrested 20-year-old Gregory Dale Welcher of Thayer at a residence in the 200 block of South Elm Street in Creston. Welcher was arrested on an Adams County warrant and held in the Union County Jail on a $500 bond. Well, recent snowfalls and prolonged foul weather have caused delays in construction of a massive $240 million pork processing plant in north central Iowa. Ron Prestige, CEO of North Carolina-based Prestige Farms, says they're still making excellent progress on the huge structure near Eagle Grove in southern Wright County in spite of the weather.
I've been amazed that the work has been accomplished in pretty tough conditions. I'd say that we're probably, as a result of some of that, maybe a little bit behind schedule. I don't think it's a really big deal. We still intend to start processing pigs in the plant before the end of the year.
One of the setbacks was missing the goal to finish putting the roof on the facility last fall before the cold and wet weather arrived.
We ended up with kind of a wet December. We didn't have the 100% of the roof on before it started getting wet, either from snow or rain, either one. And so you have to do things kind of the hard way, where you have to go in and remove muddy soil out from underneath those areas that you're pouring floors on.
Prestige says key staff members are being brought on board, but the big hiring push won't come for a few months yet.
Right now, we're in the process of kind of finalizing some of the stuff with the state of Iowa and the local community colleges for training. We've already started hiring people that are, for example, plant engineers, IT people, accounting people, and stuff like that.
As many as 1,000 workers will be needed to run the plant. Interviews and hiring for those hundreds of positions won't likely start until midsummer. The Cass County Conservation Board is now taking pre-orders for their native plant sale. The order form and payment will be due April 27th at 4 p.m. The forms can be found online on a link under the same story on the News and Agriculture Outdoor pages on KJAN.com. Native local eco-type live plants will be sold. Live plants from a nursery will come as small plugs. Cells are 5 inches deep by 2 inches wide at the top, or 4.5 inches deep by 2 inches cone. Two native species of native grass and 9 native forbs, including many that benefit the pollinators. All orders must be picked up during the designated times at the conservation offices in Lewis unless prior arrangements are made. Designated pickup times will be on Thursday, May 24th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. or Friday, May 25th from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Any plants not picked up will be donated with no refund. The Iowa Department of Transportation's Sioux City Construction Office reports repairs of the Chicago Central and Pacific Railroad and Union Pacific Railroad crossings at Iowa Highway 37 and Dunlap will require closing the roadways beginning at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, April 18th until Thursday, April 19th, weather permitting. Due to the closure, or rather during the closure, the traffic will be detoured around the work zone using U.S. Highway 30, Remsen Street, and Harrison County Road F-14, as well as Iowa Highway 37. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the Hard Rock Casino in Sioux City agreed to a penalty Thursday from the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission for allowing a minor to gamble. Racing and Gaming Administrator Brian Orilko says that happened back in November.
She was on the floor for 56 minutes and had gambled at two different slot machines. The facility did notice her after she had been on the floor, approached her, requested identification, and she refused and exited the casino quickly. It was determined later that she was indeed underage.
Orilko says the situation met all three criteria to be considered a violation of underage gambling.
The past precedent here in Iowa would be for an administrative penalty in the amount of $20,000. And so Hard Rock agreed to all of the facts that were stated in the complaint and agreed to pay that penalty.
And he says the penalty was based on the past history of the casino.
In the past year, we have not had an incident where all three criteria have met. So it was treated as a first offense, and those first offense violations for underage gambling in Iowa start at $20,000.
Orelko says state agents will determine if the minor is charged.
There is a state law which would allow for the minor to be cited criminally. And so in a situation like this, what typically happens and what happened in this particular case is it would be turned over to the Division of Criminal Investigation.
The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission took the action at their meeting in Council Bluffs. Iowa legislators passed a resolution praising astronaut and Southwest Iowa native Peggy Whitson Thursday morning.
It's really a fantastic honor to be back here and to have you guys honor me like this. Very special. I will tell you that I never forget my Iowa roots.
Britson is a Beaconsfield native, a graduate of the Mount Air High School and Iowa Wesleyan College in Mount Pleasant. She has spent 665 days in space, a record for a U.S. astronaut.
Everyone's always asking what made me successful, and I would have to say that learning the work ethic of a farmer was a key to that. My parents, hardest working people I know, and being from Iowa has been a fantastic experience for me and one I'm very proud of. Thank you.
And the resolution passed in the House and Senate that noted Whitson's persistence. Whitson applied to be an astronaut five times before she was accepted into the program in 1986. Representative Cecil Dolchek of Mount Air noted April 12th as an important date in space history. April 12th, 1961 is the date a Russian astronaut made the first manned space flight. April 12th, 1981 was the date of the first space shuttle launch.
So I believe it worked out nicely that Iowa State Legislature will be honoring Iowa's own record-breaking astronaut on the same date in 2018.
Female legislators praised Whitson as a role model for girls considering a career in science. The resolution passed Thursday in the House and Senate noted that Wilson has been called a, quote, space ninja. It formerly thanked her for encouraging boys and girls from towns of any size to dream big and reach for the stars. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.